Listen up, Australia. They're not here.
They're not here.
They're off enjoying a beer and a very long lunch.
So we've got some best bits for you.
This is Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off.
Next Monday, the return of Kennedy Malloy in studio here. Jane, I saw a photo on her Instagram on the weekend and she's in Uganda. She made it and she's looking great. Mick, not a great deal. Haven't heard much. I'm tipping on the couch watching sport. But coming up this afternoon, we'll delve back into the archives of Kennedy Malloy. We took your calls on people in your life that failed to complete their one job. That's coming up soon. Mick has for many years had a crush on the actress who does the ads for Trivago. She's known as the Trivago girl. More on that soon too. But let's start up with Jane, who was looking glamorous. She was looking radiant the day she came in. She had a photo shoot that didn't involve Mick Malloy.
Do I look like I've got a bit of makeup on?
No, you always look radiant.
Why did you say like that?
You look...
What? I look what?
Pasty. Is that a word?
That's the light.
Are you searching for a word to be flattering about my appearance?
I'm just saying you look macabre. Is that...
No.
What's the word I'm looking for?
Macabre.
Pasty.
Is it Halloween? Is it Halloween? Well, you've got your big raccoon-y kind of eyes.
Wow. You're really throwing out the compliments.
It's called a smoky eye.
Is that it?
Smoky
turnip.
Eye.
Smoky eye.
It's a smoky eye, and I've got false eyelashes on.
Right now it's a bit stinky.
Yes, it is.
Fake false eyelashes on?
Yes, just little individual ones.
Right.
Do you know about that?
Is that a new top?
Yeah. No, it's the one I pull out sometimes when I need a bit of pop. That's what we call it.
What photos were you doing, by the way?
Yeah. Oh, for the show, probably.
For the show, to promote the show.
Right.
You just won't need
it. My invitation to the photo shoot just got lost in the mail.
I think the record will show that you're just, it's a bit tedious to interview.
Have you gone your own way again?
I
just got another 2-page spread from Kennedy.
I can't help it. It's for the Sydney Morning Herald and The Age. Michael Lallo interviewed me and he just wanted me. What
a bit lowbrow for me.
Mm. Oh, really?
Yeah, I prefer Picture and People magazine.
Say that again.
That's my time to shine. Yeah. So what were the photos? What were you doing? Showing off? I bet you're really hammy. You got a big...
Bet you I wasn't.
You put on a funny hat.
I'm not telling you.
Oh, here she is. Comedy's first lady.
I might have done...
There'll be a big picture of you.
I might have attempted to put some thought into the
ideas. There'll be a happy
ideas.
One, and then there'll be a sad one with you sitting on a stool looking out a window with rain on it.
Well, funny you should say that.
Having a cup of coffee with a tear in your eye, like how hard it is. My personal struggles.
Oh, yeah. This is all going to backfire on you, isn't it? Because I might have done a picture where I'm sitting very lonely on a big couch by myself. See, you don't know what I'm doing, do you?
I do. Can I say what I think it is?
Yeah.
Is it Melania Trump?
Yes.
Photo? Is it?
Yes. I was trying to say to the photographer, I just want to sit on the very end with the rest of it. And he goes, but why wouldn't you sit in the middle? I said, because I have to look like I've got no friends.
Yeah. No friends. Yeah. And did you have like a 50 people taking photos
no.
of
it? No. No. It's just influenced by, anyway.
So what are you? Are you an influencer or something? Do I get a mention?
No.
What do you say? Tell me what
I'm
you
just
say.
Trying to think if I mention you.
Oh, you mole.
I think your name might
I wouldn't have got a mention, though.
Well, that's fair enough.
I'm pretty sure, Dave, you did get a mention.
Dave, last time I looked, you weren't on the poster.
That's right.
I would say a well-earned break, but it is Mick and Jane that we're talking about here. This is Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off.
There's the Black Keys, Gold on the Ceiling. We heard James with Laid and the Sunny Boys. Good song, Alone With You. Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy back next Monday, July 15, to drive you home again. Kennedy Malloy, we're doing the Rostered Week Off this week, digging into the archives like this bit here. A significant TV character turned 20. That's right, SpongeBob SquarePants.
Look, he's been...
You know what he got for his birthday? New pair of pants.
He has been a part of my family forever. Yes, he
I've avoided that. Yeah. I've never watched Same. One. The boys haven't cared.
You're lucky. Because it's a little repetitive.
Is
because
that?
Part of the fun of it is that SpongeBob tends to repeat himself over and over. Once we took the kids
That's lazy, right?
It's lazy, right? Yeah.
What's the character trait? The character just keeps repeating the same
thing. Yeah, but like, insanely like repetitive, like on purpose to drive you mad. He says things over and over again. We took the kids to Movie World, one of those worlds in Queensland, and all they wanted to do was see SpongeBob, and he was doing a big show, and we were in the audience. He goes, now it's time for participation. Oh, you, sir. And he's pointing at Rob.
Oh, no.
And Rob's looking at me. And all we're going is, no, perhaps you want our children who are the fans of the show. How about? And he goes, no, I want you, sir.
Oh,
Remember,
no.
Rob did have to make the walk of shame up to stage.
Oh,
and
my God. Please tell me footage exists of this.
So. We need to
But the worst part was then afterwards we're trying to get the kids to meet them and they just piss off. And we go, can we have a photo with SpongeBob? And I was literally grabbing onto his sponge saying, you've got to stay.
Hashtag me too. Yeah. Yeah. Was there water coming out when you grabbed him?
No, but he has that look on his face that doesn't move.
That's not.
Do you remember when we did some filming? We filmed a shit scared up at Warner Brothers Movie World.
Yeah.
And I punched Sylvester in the face.
Oh, that's
do you remember
terrible.
This? I've dropped Sylvester in the face and dropped him. And I'm laying into him on the ground like it's like a gang attack. Or I'm punching him.
Yep.
And I turn around, there's two kids crying. And I'm going, that's for Tweety Bird. as I'm punching. and we had to apologise to a whole raft of kids.
While Mick and Jane binge some Netflix on the couch, this is Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off.
Like Wow, Wipeout. That's the Hoodoo Gurus. Eagle Eye Cherry 2 Save Tonight. And Whitesnake with Here I Go Again. You're listening to Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off. It's me, Dangerous Dave Williams here. Jane and Mick back in studio next Monday, July 15. We've been dipping into the archives, though. Remember when the Kentucky Derby was on? There was a bit of controversy because the initial winner was disqualified, and Mick thought he could star in the movie version when it gets made.
There will be a movie, I'm guessing. I will be asked to be
right.
To be in
so
it,
how's your southern
reprising.
Accent?
Yeah. Well, I'm pretty good.
Oh my God.
Yeah, we might just keep that.
Hey,
yeah.
I'm a man of a thousand voices.
Pretty good. Yeah. What would you wear in Kentucky? Would you have a white suit?
Oh, Matthew McConaughey.
Ooh, Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, not bad, I got it.
See? I'd look like Colonel Sanders.
You would look. That's what the image I've got in my head. You'd have a walking stick.
I'd have a Southern Belle.
Oh, yeah, that's
on
true.
My arm,
yeah,
and I'd be eating a lot of chicken.
I think you might pay for a Southern Belle.
How dare you? Oh. I would have a mint julep.
Oh, my God, is that the Southern...
That's the drink of the day.
All right.
And I would be like...
Ponzi man in a white
And I'd have a jigger. And I'd have maximum security. You'd see me with a mint julep in one hand, wearing my white Colonel Sanders suit.
Well,
I'm a trainer.
You're a trainer.
And I'm jigging the horse. One for the horse, one for me.
To get away from you. Clearly,
the horse
would run
them
off. You are in Ride Like a Girl.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm in the trailer
twice.
You've
got a major role in this film.
Major.
And we can't wait to see you.
But surely I would be in that film.
I don't know. Yeah.
Hey, y'all. Hey, y'all. Hey, y'all, bubba. No, my boy, like Elvis.
Mr. Ed.
Mr. Ed. He's a talking horse. Maybe he could be in it.
I think you were doing a bit of Yogi Bear there as well.
Hey. Yeah, boo-boo. See, I can do them all. Say, give me another one.
You're very diverse.
All right. Colonel Tom Parker.
Well, let me tell you, boys.
It's like you're clucking like a chicken.
Foghorn Leghorn.
I tell you, as I said, you boy.
Tweety Bird.
Have we got callers here? Adam, what's Adam saying? Come on.
Hello, Adam.
Hello, guys. How are you?
Yeah. Could you see me in the movie?
Yes, I can, mate, particularly with your background with chicken heiresses.
Oh, I could.
Oh, yes, you're spot on, Adam.
I get my chicken heiress to back the film.
Exactly.
To provide the money for it.
And the gravy. Yeah.
That's true, Adam.
Tammy Ingham. It's the top of the list.
Thanks for that. Hey, let's try Peter, too. Peter, what do you want to say?
I said Mick could play the horse.
Mick could play the horse?
He's going on like an old nug at the moment.
Wow. You're copping it from Peter.
Get off, Peter. Yeah. Is that a go at my weight? Is that I can play the horse?
Not only your weight, I think your face as well.
Oh. Jeez. Got real personal.
Jeez.
This is Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off.
Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy back next Monday, July 15. You're listening to Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off here right now. Jay Farrow, funny man from Saturday Night Live, is coming up in the second hour. But right now, we're going to take your calls on people in your life that failed to complete their one job.
Gabby, what's your example of you had one job?
It was actually one of my dad's mates. He was a printer.
Yep.
And he had one job, which was to print some menus with nice big pictures of steaks on them.
Yep.
never told anyone he was colorblind and was doing the night shift. Mm-hmm. Got the blue and the red mixed up. So in the morning, the boss came in and all the steaks were green and the salads were red.
Oh. You had, like, one job to do here.
That's really funny.
Brad.
Hey, Brad, how are you going?
Jane, how are we?
Yeah, good.
Yeah, good, how are you guys?
We're really well.
I was at a wedding on Friday, my mother's wedding, and the groom managed to forget to bring the rings along with him.
Oh, like, it's a classic. Job to do here.
That seriously is. You have
that one, is your one
as
job.
A groom, you
that
have
is,
nothing
that is
else to do.
You idiot. Jane, what happened?
So my husband had one job, and that was to catch me during the Dirty Dancing song.
Oh, okay, great.
So I'll set the picture. We were at the pub. They went up, the band went on a break. Dirty Dancing came on, and I thought it'd be a great idea to launch myself at him.
Yes.
And he had his arms open.
Yep.
And I went flying through there. He had me for a wee minute, but no, I went flying over his head.
Has he collapsed under the weight, Cody?
Yeah, probably. And he had a double knee replacement the year before, and he's 57, so that wasn't helpful.
Good on you, Jane. Thank you very much.
One job.
We got time for one more. I want to go to Cody now.
Yep.
Cody, boot this baby home. What do you got for us?
G'day, fellas. I was going to umpiring, and I was in the local leagues, and I forgot my whistle. When I got out of the ground, I was like, oh, God. And then they suggested to just yell whistle, and I was doing the kids. I thought I was helping out, and all the kids caught on very quickly, and we're calling their own free kick.
So what, they're all yell, shouting out whistle?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Like, one job absolute... to do here.
It's mayhem.
Okay, Cody, firstly, let's just get that straight. You're the umpire of the local footy, yeah, and you forgot a whistle. That's your one job, is to take the whistle. So there you go.
You idiot.
So then in lieu of having the whistle, you're just shouting out, whistle, and all the kids are cottoned on.
Yeah.
Whistle, whistle.
I love it.
While they put their feet up, we're playing their best bits. This is Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off. Listen up, Australia. While Mick and Jane have a well-earned break, we're heading back to the archives. This is Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off.
Jay Farrow is a US comedian most known for his amazing impressions that he did on Saturday Night Live for many years, and he ran through a fair few of them with Mick and Jane, which you're going to hear in about 20 minutes or so. We're doing Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off. You got Dangerous Dave here. You can stay in touch. Got the podcast. Got the Instagram, the Facebook and the Twitter as well, at Kennedy Malloy. Now, Uber, they were floating the idea of a new feature that Mick did like the sound of.
They've introduced a new service called Quiet Mode.
What's that, Mick?
Well, it means when you book it, you can book Quiet Mode, which means when you get in, the driver's not allowed to talk to you.
Oh,
no talking in the car, and you just... sit there and go about your business.
Well, that's something that you would do.
Well,
but I wouldn't because I'm a bit nice and, you
woman
know.
Woman of the people.
Probably something that Stefanovics should do. what are you requesting? Quiet mode. Yeah, real quiet mode.
That would have been handy.
But don't you reckon that's a good service?
I think that's incredibly rude.
What do you mean?
Ask to order people not to speak to you when you get in a car.
Don't you ever do that?
No. What do you say to someone in a car? I don't want to talk.
Excuse me.
How do you say it?
But I really need some Mickey time.
What do you mean? Do you seriously ask
people? You say
people,
g'day,
though.
Yeah, I do.
Just please, do you mind just
sorry, I'm not Cathy have a chat. Just keep your eyes on the road.
What a grump.
Let me know when we're there.
Well, let's have a look at your Uber rating.
Well,
about
my
a week.
Uber rating is not flat.
There's no way I would press that.
You would love a quiet mode.
I would.
I tell you, you got in. The driver would want quiet mode. The driver would go. I've seen you and
how
your girls.
Dare
I've
you?
Seen you and your girls out and about.
Oh, that's enough of you. The Uber drivers like chatting to me.
Yeah,
they
have thought
do.
So. All right. Hey, what about Uber? You just concentrate on getting the car to the joint on time and make your map believable. Make the track your driver
there you go.
Believable.
Yeah. Yeah.
So stop pretending to stop and pick up other people.
Yeah.
Stop.
You've got to stop going UberX. That's your problem.
What's UberX?
Okay.
What is UberX?
I'll explain in the ad break.
All right.
This is Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off.
Hole with Malibu, heard the Romantics, What I Like About You, and Thirsty Merc in the summertime. It's Dangerous Dave here doing Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off. Just me, the cowbell, the jiggers, and the chamber pot. And the Roomba. Now, it's getting quite cluttered in here. So we are dipping into the archives of Kennedy Malloy. One of Jane's kids was celebrating a significant birthday, and they went out for an old school family dinner.
Now, you had a Can I talk? We talk about this. A family night last night.
Yes.
It was a family birthday.
Was it? Yeah.
A significant one too.
Yeah.
Congratulations to all involved.
Yes.
I've seen some photos of the night. It seems like they were taken in the 1950s or something.
We went to a traditional old school, beautiful Italian restaurant because I just wanted it. Do you know what? I actually wanted it to feel like it was special and the olden days. You know, you used to go out with your mum and dad. It was a real treat.
Was. Never
because,
happened much.
You know, kids are just like...
We used to have, when we were lucky, you know, kids go out all the time now. It's just part of it.
Exactly.
There's a restaurant near where we were called Rugantino's. And if Dad walked in and said, guess what, boys, we're off to Rugantino's.
It was like
Christmas. Yeah. It was like you'd race to your room, you go get a jumper on and you get in the car and you get all excited about going down and getting some like...
I agree, but it's true. In fact, there was pretty fancy food. There was this pretty fancy Italian, I must say.
Right.
And I've said to all the kids, I said, you know, you're allowed to have three courses tonight. They go, Mum, what? What do you mean? I said, we have entree and then main course. He goes, and what's that? Is the entree smaller or bigger than the main course? I said, guys, go your hardest. Yep. I've seen one 12-year-old ordering quail. And I thought, how's he going to get down munching on those little bones? And I saw another one was ordering a bit of oxtail.
It was
a really great family.
And the good news was you didn't need to go near a kitchen so you could hurt yourself.
Yeah, true.
I didn't have
Look
to hurt myself.
You're still holding your
hand. I know, but I did bake. I did bake it, but because I'd left my run too late, I baked a birthday cake. Because I'd left my run too late to order one. It's the actual birthday today. So when we go home, we're going to sing happy birthday. But I did
baked a cake. This has got coals written all over it.
Yes. I'll tell you, single sponge.
I was
very tempted, but I watched a YouTube video to learn because I don't bake. So I watched a YouTube girl.
Step by step sort of setup.
So thank you to Georgia. She's an English girl. She was about 12.
And
thank you for your idea.
And obviously, you, as is the custom and tradition, you've bought that some of that cake in today, and everyone at the office gets a slice.
No, yeah. I have not.
Oh.
Listen. There's seven. There's a lot to get through at home, and I reckon you'll maybe get a bit of a crumb of some salted
popcorn. Are you serious?
Popcorn. I'm serious. There will be none left. Sorry, Mick.
That's a tradition.
I know it's a tradition.
We all do it.
I should have made two. How silly of me. You know what? I'm going to save you a tiny slice.
Oh,
I have to hide it, though.
I feel like I'm...
I'll hide it till Monday.
The chosen one.
No, we'll get it happening. It's all right. You haven't got a sweet tooth. I asked you that. I said yesterday.
Yeah, but I don't know.
What's your favourite cake? And you go, I'm not into cakes. Well, you all of a sudden, you fancy a little nibble.
Well, only because you don't have it here.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, they put their feet up. We're playing their best bits. This is Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off.
Cold Chisel standing on the outside of Monsters and Men. We heard Little Talks and John Mellencamp with Small Town. Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off. Jane and Mick are back on Monday. Jane is in Uganda at the moment. I've seen the photos. In the jungles of Uganda looking for those gorillas. And Mick, I'm tipping, is probably another season maybe into Game of Thrones. Look, he'll tell us more about that when they're back next week on Kennedy Malloy. We are going back to the archives here with Jay Farrow, US comedian, most known for his amazing impressions that he did for Saturday Night Live for many, many years. Anyway, he ran through some of the impressions for Kennedy Malloy.
What was your first impression? What was the first one you ever tried?
First impression was Iago off of Aladdin. That was my first
one. Oh, okay.
I'm molting! Come on, Jafar! Jafar!
That's all you got to do is scream. He's got scars on his vocal cords.
Wow.
They hate his vocal cords. Wake up in the morning and say, hey, man, you better shut the hell up today. Don't say nothing, man. We're tired, Gilbert. We're tired.
What about Will, the new Aladdin movie?
You know what? Yeah, that's like crazy. Yeah. You know, like Will Smith. Yeah. Like when I sound like Will Smith to me, it ain't even really an impression, you know what I mean? Because like I sound like him already, you know what I mean? So it ain't hard, you know, and you know, I'm blue. You know what I mean? I'm blue, Abu Dhabi, Abu Dhabi. Remember that? Abu Dhabi, Abu Dhabi. Yeah. It was crazy.
Eddie Murphy is one that, you know, well... Since, you know, there's so many different Eddie Murphys.
Is he aware that you do an Eddie Murphy? And
you know,
how does he feel about it?
You know, it's really funny. You know, actually, when I talked to Eddie Murphy, you know, the first time I had a conversation with him and I was asking him about the impression, he was like, you know what? You know, a lot of people do impersonations of me, but they don't really do me. They do like Donkey from Shrek.
That's what I was thinking. You know, that's how dumb I am. Yeah, I'm going, I love that.
They do Axel. They do, you know, Axel Foley. You know, they do Buddy Love or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, I think you do the Buddy Love. And then Bobby Moynihan was like, he can do you. And I was like, shut up. I was like, whatever Eddie says, it's fine.
And we miss very much the greatest president of my generation, Barack Obama.
I agree as well.
You know, it's kind of crazy now, baby, because, you know, Barack Obama got swag. You know, I don't have to. I'm not stressed anymore. You know, I got one of those spray paint kits. I'm back in the game. Because, you know, Beijing, I don't know if you know about that, but Beijing is when you you dye your hair. You know? I mean, I started looking like Cisco.
Great to hear fantastic. From the president as well.
Now, did I hear Kanye West dirtied up? I heard he was not a fan of you doing an impression
of him. You know,
what's
really funny about Kanye is that, you know, Kanye is just so off the wall.
Yes, he is.
You know, and you know what I'm trying to do, fam? You know, what I'm really trying to do is, you know, I'm trying to focus. You know, because I know I have ADD. And you know, there's a lot of people out there with ADD. And you know, I'm standing up for kids with ADD, bro. You know, I'm starting that off. You know what? And people get mad, fam, because they always like, you know, people with ADD, you know, we're incompetent. We're slow. We're not slow, bitch. We're fast. There's an actual difference. You yes. think we we're all over the place because we're slow? No. Yeah. Nah, fam. It's because we just saw a fly coming to the classroom and we ain't worried about what you saying, Martha.
This is Kennedy Malloy's Roasted Week Off.